Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, we bring a new episode for you of our program Wives of the Prophets. Today, again, a beautiful personality we will discuss about, inshallah, who is again such an honorable personality who attained the honor of being Ummul Mu'mineen, who attained the title of being Ummul Mu'mineen, meaning the mother of believers. She is none other than the beloved daughter of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu an, whose name is Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Today, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will briefly talk about her biography, what a great lofty status she possessed, and what great dignity she possessed. Before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, where we see many benefits and excellences of sending salawat upon the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, at the same time, we also need to understand that not sending salawat upon the prophet alayhi salatu wasalam can also be very, very detrimental and harmful for our faith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned us in one of the hadith by mentioning that the one who does not recite salat upon me, the one who does not send salutations upon me, he has forgotten the path to paradise. Allahu Akbar. We should be very careful in this regard and make sure that we all send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there have always been such personalities in this world that due to the luminosity of their knowledge and due to the fragrance of their worships and abstinence, the entire world benefited for centuries. Similar kind of personality in the Garden of Guidance is found in the personality of the beloved daughter of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, whose name was Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with countless virtues and excellences. In the early days of Islam, when anyone would accept the message of Islam, they would be severely oppressed and obstacles and hurdles would be placed in the way of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for the propagation of Islam. However, there were still such personalities even in that era that their acceptance of Islam engraved the strength of Islam on the hearts of the disbelievers, whose acceptance of Islam left a mark of bravery, a mark of fear in the hearts of disbelievers. And the personality of the second caliph of Islam, our master Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is also amongst those personality. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu embraced Islam in the 6th year of the declaration of the prophethood. And after him embracing Islam, through his individual efforts, his entire household also accepted Islam. And this way, they also started living in an Islamic environment. And at that time, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was approximately 10 years old, because according to one narration, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born 5 years before the declaration of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a very courageous and generous woman. In terms of speaking the truth, presence of mind and intellectuality, wisdom, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was just like her father, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. She would often remain in the state of fasting and she would remain engaged in the recitation of the Holy Quran and other acts of worship. Over here, we need to ponder upon our state that how much do we love the recitation of the Quran? How much do we recite the Holy Quran? We need to learn from the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha that we should also recite the Holy Quran, have a passion to recite the Holy Quran. Why have we gone so far away from the recitation of the Holy Quran? We should question ourselves and learning from the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we should also start having a passion for the recitation of the Holy Quran. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha belonged to an extremely noble tribe that was a branch of Quraysh, which was Banu Adi. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born 5 years before the declaration of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, the Quraysh were busy in reconstructing the Baytullah Sharif. They were busy in reconstructing the Holy Kaaba. From the side of her father, her lineage is Umar bin Khattab, bin Nufail, bin Abdul Uzza, bin Rabah, bin Abdullah, bin Qurt, bin Razah, bin Adi, bin Ka'b, bin Lubay, bin Ghalib. And from the side of her mother, it is Zainab, bin Timad'un, bin Habib, bin Wahab, bin Hudhafa, bin Jumah. Her family tree meets that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's family tree as Sayyiduna Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is the 8th great-grandfather of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent a marriage proposal to Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, this is also very interesting. Now what had happened was that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an wanted his daughter Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha to be married to the 3rd caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. So with this intention, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and presents the marriage proposal of Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha to him. And to this, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replies that, give me a few days to think about it. So Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I gave him a few days, and after a few days, when I asked him again, he said that I've realized that I shall not get married for the time being. And then Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that he goes to the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says to him that, if you want, shall I marry Hafsa to you? And to this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he remained quiet and did not say anything. Now, after not getting a positive response from both of them, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he became saddened, he became a bit grieved. And then he went in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and mentioned the entire situation. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam comforted him, consoled him through a beautiful statement of his. He said that, O Umar, the one who will marry Hafsa will be better than Uthman, and the one whom Uthman will marry, she will be better than Hafsa. Now this response was a response full of wisdom. As what happened was that just after a few days, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent a marriage proposal to Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu happily accepted. And after this marriage took place, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu met Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said that before the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, you offered me to marry your daughter Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But at that time, I knew of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioning about Hafsa to me radiyallahu ta'ala anha, but I could not reveal that secret to you at that very time. That's why I stayed quiet. But had the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam not married Hafsa, then I certainly would have. And the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which he comforted Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the one who will marry Hafsa will be better than Uthman, and the one whom Uthman will marry would be better than Hafsa. This statement over here was full of wisdom, because the first part of the statement says that the one who will marry Hafsa will be better than Uthman. Over here, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was referring to himself. And the one whom Uthman will marry, she will be better than Hafsa. Over here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is referring to his own daughter, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married his own daughter, in fact, two daughters, to Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because of which Uthman bin Affan became Uthman Dhun-Nurayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this beautiful statement was full of wisdom, pearls of wisdom, which comforted Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In the first part of the statement, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was referring to himself, and in the latter part of the statement, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to his own beloved daughter, to whom Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would be married at a later stage. So this is how the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented this marriage proposal to Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and blessing her with the title of Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha would devotionally spend time in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would fast during the day and stay awake during the night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this action of hers was so much accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once a situation arose where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wanted to separate from Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from separating himself from Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha by sending Jibreel Amin alayhi salam to him and talking about her acts of worship that she performs in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night time by mentioning those actions through Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from separating himself from Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This is the lofty status of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is stopping Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from separating himself from Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we closely look at the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, if we look at her blessed life, then we'll find out that despite fulfilling the household responsibilities, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha wouldn't be any day that would pass by without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she would not only fulfill the household chores, but she would also carry out the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykhul Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa A'tami rahimahullah, he remarks over here that performing so much worship and having such grip on hadith and fiqh, jurisprudence, whilst looking after the household responsibilities proves that the blessed wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam were not comfort seekers or those who would spend their lives in amusement, etc., but instead they were those who wouldn't even waste 1 minute of their day and night. And day and night, they would remain engrossed in household activities or worshipping or serving their husband or acquiring the knowledge of Islam. Subhanallah, how sacred, sanctified, and enlightened these chosen personalities' lives became after getting married to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we also need to learn from the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Our Islamic sisters especially in particular need to learn from this aspect of the seerah of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that despite carrying out these household activities, they would also remain engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhun would not let go of the household responsibilities, and at the same time, they would also not compromise on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also carry out the same routine where we also carry out the household chores as well as the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, along with being a devout worshipper, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, also held a prominent and acclaimed rank in fiqh, in jurisprudence and hadith as well. In the famous books of ahadith, there are 60 ahadith narrated by Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and various companions and tabi'een were seen as her students. This was her scholarly rank, scholarly status, that many companions, honorable companions and tabi'een, they were amongst the students of Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Amongst them, one most famous companion was her own brother, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Now, just to quickly go through her virtues and excellences to summarize our discussion of the day regarding the topic of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We come to know that she was a wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and attained the rank of being Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of believers. She is amongst those 6 honorable wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam who belonged to the tribe of Quraysh. She is the daughter of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and she is also amongst those companions who were as-sabiqun al-awwalun. We covered this discussion earlier on, who as-sabiqun al-awwalun were. Those companions who embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam, and the oppressions and tyrannies they went through, they're beyond our imagination, but they remained steadfast on the message of Islam, on the path of Islam, and they remained steadfast upon the message of Tawheed, upon the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and admitting, accepting the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was also amongst the As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon companions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after enlightening this world with the luminosity of her knowledge, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, passed away in 45 Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. At that time, it was the rule of Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and Marwan bin Hakam was the governor of Medina. He led her funeral salah, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala lifted her funeral on his shoulders and took to the graveyard. Two of her brothers, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar and Sayyidina Asim bin Umar, and 3 of her nephews, Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdullah, and Sayyidina Hamza bin Abdullah, lowered her in her grave. She was buried by the other honorable wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Baqi, in the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara. At the time of her passing, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was either 60 years old or 63 years old. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was all from today's episode where we briefly covered the biography of the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What a great lofty status she possessed, and what great rank she had in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, mentioning about her acts of worship, so that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam does not separate from her. This is our mother, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.